Hello, everybody. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the Soulship Enterprise. My name is Rob. I am here with my good friend, Ori.
Hello there. How are you?
It's another beautiful Monday afternoon in Vancouver, British Columbia. I can't believe I'm saying that. At 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
It's so sunny. I think I'm okay with actually still saying it's the afternoon. Wow. Summer is here, so everyone
it
cheer.
Really is. I just forgot about all my exams. When the sun comes out, bikes to school today, and
man,
just a t-shirt.
The light is at the end of the tunnel.
It is.
Graduating, which means,
right,
yeah, our days are numbered here on the show, though. I think last show is going to be in a week or two.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I have exams until the 27th, but as soon as pretty much I finish this,
I've got one more exam.
I know, of course. But I have like a two-week gap. The 14th and 27th, and as soon as that first exam rolls around, I'm just home free. So, eagerly awaiting that day. But anyway, with paper writing season comes lots of music listening season. So, got some interesting, fun stuff for you all as always. A big album which I've been listening to a lot of is the recently new album titled "Blood" by Leanne LaHavis. I don't know if you know Leanne LaHavis, Ori.
No.
She's really great. She started out as kind of like a R&B soul, but like a singer-songwriter style.
Oh, yeah.
And then she built up to playing with big bands. And I had one of her albums, and it's fantastic.
Where's she based from?
I think out of New York. I might be mistaken. But she's definitely in that like Erykah Badu kind of mold.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I'm going to play one of the tracks off of this album called Blood, and the song is called Unstoppable. So check that out. Leanne LaHavis.
Space to another galaxy. I'll put she shifted around. There's nothing else left holding us down. And it's just gravitational. We are unstoppable. I just can't escape the pull. We are unstoppable.
Well,
it's a nice smooth way to start it off.
Yeah, good track, right? Yeah. Leanne LaHavis, the first song off of her latest album, Blood. The song was called Unstoppable.
All right, I'm going to have to
funky bass line.
Check that out. Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, the whole album is actually really quite good, so check that out.
Is that pretty representative of the album, or is that a slower track on it?
No, it's like it's that kind of style.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good stuff. Back.
Okay.
So, another band, I mean, it's, I don't know, like, as always, we push the soul ship part of the soul ship enterprise quite a bit, but a group which I've been listening to quite a lot the past couple of weeks is Polisa,
okay,
which is this indie rock band, I think from, like, Minneapolis or something, and I remember listening to one of their albums like a long time ago. It came out in 2012. And I guess their thing is that they're one of the first kind of big indie rock bands. They do two drummers.
Oh, yeah. And is it like a two floor tom kind of thing?
No. Like two full kits. Like, oh, none really? Of that stupid, like rhythmic folk rock crap. Like
tapping on the rims.
Yeah, like local natives or anything. No, this is like two full drummers and then a really great vocalist who does cool kind of, I don't know, like affected vocals.
I saw only one other show with two drummers before. That was Victor Wooten in New York. And he had two drummers going, like, just, but obviously, I mean, it's Victor Wooten, so he's pulling out his best, or his, you know, musician friends that are on the drums, which are insane musicians. And they were going back and forth, trading bars. And it was one of the most impressive things I've seen. So yeah. If done right, I think two drummers is.
Well, I think when Dex, didn't Tower of Power have two drummers?
When they came to Vancouver?
Like when, because you and I went to go see them at River Rock, right?
No, just one kit.
Okay, because I like distinctly remember seeing some band with two drummers, and the two drummers were just trading bars, and it was epic. Might have been.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Maceo?
No, it wasn't Maceo either. Because Maceo just had that one guy on the drums that did the. That was cool. Except it was funny because he ended his drum solo by drumming on things just on the stage, anything. Except nothing else on the stage is mic'd,
yeah.
So no one could hear anything.
But it looked cool.
And then he didn't realize it until about 10 seconds into it. And so then he kind of just like started drumming, and he's like, all right, we'll cut it here, and just said thank you and left the stage.
Well, that was, yeah.
Cool idea, but execution, possible improvements.
Yeah, so I'll play, there's actually a brand new Polisa album, so I'm going to just play a random song off of that. Okay. So that song was called Some Way. The album is United Crushers, and the band is Polisa. So cool stuff as far as like indie rock goes. I don't know what it is about that band. Maybe it's just because the lyrics are like almost incomprehensible. You know, like who knows what she's actually singing, but I actually find this stuff really good to study too.
I thought it was just like upbeat, a little bit syncopated, you know, not four on the floor, yeah. Typical indie, but yeah,
and
I liked it as
groovy. I like her vocals. So anyway, groovy stuff, check them out. It's good, like, yeah, it's good, good study music. A bit more upbeat, more energetic. So Ori and I were just talking about the new Charles Bradley album, which we have been hyping up on the show for weeks, finally dropped April 1st. It was no April Fool's joke. This is a good album, so check it out. It's called Changes, which is the name of, I guess the title track is Changes, which is actually a Black Sabbath cover. So, I mean, Charles Bradley is just like such an interesting musician and such an interesting person. I saw this big interview with him on NPR where he was talking about like he spent like quite a bit of time like living on the street.
Charles Bradley. Oh yeah, he had a rough upbringing.
Yeah, like he's had an absolutely insane roller coaster of her life, right?
And he was a failed James Brown impersonator as well, which is I think where
he was discovered. Yeah. He was discovered by a young Brooklyn producer who plays guitar for him in the Menahan Street Band actually now. They back him live. Mm-hmm. So I mean, just the fact, like, it's almost like a Bill Withers-esque story, right? Bill Withers being, like, a janitor who always had this dream of playing music and then eventually records this album, like, kind of, like, on a tape deck or something, and then also achieves fame really late in his life. So the same with Charles Bradley, like, touring the world, these huge arenas and these huge massive festivals and stuff at, like, age 60 or whatever. Like, it's insane.
I think also with both of them, when you see them live, they're so into it and passionate. And I think because they waited so long and had so much kind of, I don't know, tolerance to get through there, they're going hard, you know? So like it's quite nice to see them live.
So yeah, the album is called Changes. Once again, it came out on Friday. So check that out. I'm going to play one of the songs, the new songs. It's called Good to Be Back Home.
Just who you are, I'm home.
Charles Bradley, ladies and gentlemen. The song is called Good to Be Back Home. I think that's just like a classic Charles Bradley sound.
Screaming Angel is his nickname.
The Screaming Eagle.
Oh, Eagle?
The Screaming Eagle of Soul. Yeah. And I mean, just absolutely quintessential Charles Bradley on that track. Everything from the backing track to the vocals. So anyway, check that out. Lots of good stuff. I am going to his show May 24th, something like that. So keep your eye out for tickets and stuff if that is something that you are into. We're just going to play a couple quick PSAs. We have a house full of very adorable girl guides here hanging out, checking out the station. So we're going to play some of their cuteness.
Hi, we're the Brownies.
It's cookie season.
Have you tried our cookies?
We've got chocolate and vanilla sandwich cookies.
We'll be selling them outside the Nest and the bookstore today.
From 6:10 to 6:40.
We hope you like the cookies.
Thank you!
Wow. So if you're in the Nest right now listening to this, then go check it out. They're going to be there for another 15 minutes. That's hilarious because that must be like the fastest turnaround on an ad ever.
Yeah.
Because like we were watching them recording that in the next studio, like all the adorable girl guides. So anyway, check that out. Sun Cookies, always good stuff.
Yeah, I've seen them around this week actually. And you know, it's a good price. I think it's about $5 for a box of cookies. So if you had a bad exam or you got a mark back you're not happy with,
man,
cookies can do a lot to help that
out.
You
sell those cookies, Ori. You sell those cookies.
Yeah.
This next track, another band which I've been listening to a lot, is Lake Street Dive. I like. So this is off of their Fun Machine EP, which is all covers. So anyway, the track is called I Want You Back.
I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's a much too late for me to take a second look. Let
What a fantastic rendition of that song, originally by the Jackson 5. I Want You Back. The album is Fun Machine, or rather EP is called Fun Machine. And the band is the amazing Lake Street Dive, led by Rachel Price, who was singing those amazing vocals that you heard. Yeah. Shout out to our buddy Rohit, who just came in and said hello.
I brought him all the way in here.
Yeah, he loves that song, so that one's dedicated to him. Doing weird stuff as we always do on the show. I like to just throw random songs together before I let Ori play a couple. But an artist who I haven't been listening to a lot lately, but I did a long time ago, is James Blake.
Oh, yeah.
And he
some great stuff.
Relatively recently released a new single for his upcoming album. So this track is called Modern Soul. I know there's a lot of fans out there who are eagerly awaiting his stuff. It actually reminds me a lot of Jacob Collier. You know, he gets that cool kind of like that harmonizer.
James Blake is one of those guys I've also just missed to seeing live so many times.
Yeah.
I would really like to see him live.
Yeah, so anyway, this one, if you haven't heard it yet, well, you are welcome. It's a single off of his upcoming album. The track is called Modern Soul. And that's obviously not it. That's what happens when you have music playing on like from multiple sources. It's just a complete gong show. It's a
James
free
Blake
for all.
Is diversifying his
yeah. So anyway, Modern Soul. Like that.
The next one is a new song from me. This is called Modern Soul. I know a crossroads when I see them.
To take that away from you. Stay locked, James Blake Show.
James Blake Show, Modern Soul. Stay tuned for that. Coming hopefully soon. That's good stuff as always, just in time for summer. So, one last song from me before I give it to Orion over here. 2016 has been kind of a rough year in terms of lots of people dying.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, that's what it feels like. You know, lots of influential. Zaha Hadid, the great Iranian architect, died. Bowie died. A bunch of politicians are dropping like flies, including the legendary Rob Ford.
Right?
Yeah, Rob Ford. I don't know. It's just been strange. It feels like tons of people are passing away, often at pretty young ages. And one of those people was Fife Dawg, the founding member of my favorite hip hop group of all time, Tribe Called Quest. And I guess, I mean, it's funny because I heard him rap about this stuff, the fact that he was diabetic, but I didn't actually realize that he was actually diabetic. Like, he had this famous line, like, when's the last time you heard a funky diabetic? And oh my God, but I didn't realize he actually had diabetes and actually passed away recently at like 45 from complications. So, I'm going to play my all time favorite, Tribe Called Quest song, Excursions, off of their album Low End Theory. So,
let's hear it.
So show me. Oh my God, again.
Ignore everybody else.
Wow, that's a great song, but man, that's just embarrassing. Okay, so anyway, Excursion. I think this song, more than anything for me, really sums up what Tribe Called Quest is about. It's a really classic, great kind of jazz sample, that bass line. Unless it's Ron Carter, so a really great jazz bassist. And then just like nimble lyricism and like very playful. So Excursions, off of Low End Theory, 1991. Rest in peace to Fife Dawg.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had status and before I had a pager, you can find the abstract. Listening to hip hop, my pops used to say it reminded him of bebop. I said, well, daddy, don't you know that things go in cycles? Way the Bobby Brown is just amping like Michael. It's all expected, things are for the looking. If you got the money, Quest is for the booking. Come on, everybody, let's get with the fly mode. Still got room on the truckload of black gold. Listen to the rhyme to get a mental picture of this black man, black woman picture. Why do I say that? Cause I gotta speak the truth, man. Doing what we feel for the music is the proof. And planet on the ground, the act is so together. Gonna fly strong, you need leverage to sever. The unit, yes, the unit, yes, the unit called the Jazz is delivering each year an LP filled with street goods. You can find it on your rack in your record store. If you get the records, hey, your thoughts are adored and appreciated. Cause we're ever so glad we made it. We worked hard, so we gotta thank God. Dishing out the plastic, do the dance till you're spastic. If you diss, it gets drastic. Listen to the rhyme, cause it's time to make gravy. If it moves your booty, then shake, shake it, baby. All the way to Africa, aka the motherland. Stick out the left, then I'll ask for the other hand. That's the right hand, black man. Only if you are noted as my man. If I get the credit, then I think I deserve it. If you fake moves, don't fix your mouth to word it. Get in the zone of positivity, not negativity. Cause we gotta strive for longevity. If you botch up, what's in that? What? A pair of Nike size 10 and a half.
Come on, yeah. We gotta make moves. Never, ever, ever could we fake moves. We gotta make moves. Never, ever, ever could we fake moves. Come on, we gotta make moves. Never, ever, ever could we fake moves. Come on, we gotta make moves. Never, ever, ever could we fake moves.
Time is a ship on a merciless sea. Drifting toward an abyss of nothingness.
To a hip-hop crime. With the dope raps and dope tracks, we move blocks. From the fly girlies to the hardest of the rocks. Musically, the Quest is on the rise. We own these excursions, so you
you must realize that continually I'll pop my Zulu. If you don't like it, get off the Zulu tip. So what can you do in the times which exist? You can't fake moves on your brother or your sis, but if your sis is a brother is a jerk, leave them both alone and continue with your work. Whatever it may be in today's society, everything is fair, at least that's how it seems to me. You must be honest and true to the next. Don't be phony and expect one not to flex. Especially if you rhyme, you have to live by the pen. Your man is your man, then treat him like your friend. All it is the code of the streets. So listen to the knowledge being dropped over beats. Beats that are hard, beats that are funky. They can get you hooked like a crackhead junkie. What you gotta do is know the tribe is in the sphere. The abstract poet prominent like Shakespeare. Edgar Allan Poe, come on, don't stop.
All right, Excursions by A Tribe Called Quest. My favorite song off of my favorite hip-hop album, probably.
Real groovy.
At least growing up, The Low End Theory. I don't know. That's going to be timeless. So, anyway, Ore, what you going to play for us right now?
All
We've got time for about two, maybe three more songs before we turn it over to the legendary Gak with Exploding Head Movies.
So my first song that I'm going to play is from a band called the Destructive Penguins.
Oh, yes.
So while I was in the Netherlands, I planned a few shows, and I met up with this band, super motivated, upcoming guys. Anyways, I ended up booking them for a couple of shows, and we got to become good friends, and they just released their EP. And I've just been following their Facebook throughout the year, and they've been killing it. Here, like, this is their picture from their last show.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, pretty good. And they've got all these lined up all over the country that they're playing now. So they're starting to take off.
Good for them.
So yeah, and rightly so. Like, they're a really super hardworking group. So I thought I'd give them a play on the radio here and see if anyone liked it. But this is a song called Walkin' from their new EP.
Cool.
Here we go.
Today, remember it's bright tomorrow. Never give up, keep fighting, kill your sorrow. Focus on your goals now and chase your dreams. Things ain't always as bad as they seem. Itch can bring you down, but birds can nurture real. Nobody alive knowing how you feel. But you have to get up now and deal with the pain. Get some good vibes, let it flow through your veins. Wake up, homie, yo, now it's time for change. You gotta feel something that words can't explain. Put everything in work to live up to that feeling. That's the one thing giving life deeper meaning. So don't quit, keep going, my words keep on flowing. My brain is exploding, I live for this moment. Don't quit, keep going, my words keep on flowing. My brain is exploding, I live for this moment. So we just keep on walking, but we just keep on walking. Yeah, now we just keep on walking, but we just keep on walking. Yeah, we just keep on walking, now we just keep on walking. Open your ears and listen to my thoughts. You gotta learn from me, there's no time for a pause. And I'm full of thoughts, and I wanna share them, but nobody's interested, but I say fuck them. We are here for ourselves and nobody else. Don't listen to the system, listen to yourself. Cause we're born alone and we'll die alone. So I apologize for being in my own zone. When I look at society, I see fake shit. Everybody asking, who should I fuck with? Fuck you, you gotta fuck yourself. You gotta make yourself proud, man. Fuck someone else. Loss of humanity, we don't think anymore. Homie, ask yourself what you're doing that for. Only got one shot, and you need to hear that. So do what you wanna do, don't let someone change that. But we just keep on walking. Yeah, we just keep on walking. So we just keep on walking. But we just keep on walking. Yeah, we just keep on walking. So we
just give a wild king.
All right, so that was called Walking. The EP is actually entitled Walking EP. So check it out. Give them a like on Facebook or whatnot. But you never know. We'll see where they go. But so far, good things are happening for them.
Cool.
So keep it up, guys.
All right, next track.
Next one. There's a funny story behind this one, I guess. So let's see, 2 years ago, I was with the Jazz Festival just as a simple intern. And I was really excited, kind of young kid, getting his foot in the industry. And for the first time of the whole internship, I was asked to choose what song to play while we were working in the office.
Ooh.
So,
this was a big moment.
This is a big one. And I was working with two, you know, production managers of the whole festival who have obviously, you know, been in the industry for years and know their stuff. So I had to come up with something. And I was very, you know, I had to impress them. You know, got to get show my, you know, extensive knowledge in music. So I went with a track from Black Radio by Robert Glasper.
Oh, crowd pleaser.
A long one. It was about 6 minutes, and I thought it would, you know, be kind of groovy, suit the mood, be, you know, something different. So, you know, about 3 minutes in, I noticed that it slowly starts to fade down, and my supervisor is just turning down the volume as he cues up his track.
What were they listening to?
And so, yeah, I'm about to play this track that he put on right after he killed it. And and he showed, yeah, after this, that was a super great track by Mary Clayton called Southern Man. It's, you know, classic soul track, bring back the soul to the soul ship Enterprise.
Nice.
And I always thought if Mary Clayton and Charles Bradley ever, you know, had a child, it would be the... It would just be the soul prodigy of this world.
The soul ship Enterprise.
It would be the soul ship Enterprise. So this one's called Southern Man by Mary Clayton.
Sweet. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic track. One of my favorites. So groovy.
Mary Clayton. So, just looking her up, unbelievable artist. Famously sung background vocals on Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. And there's, I guess, a crazy story behind that where they called her. Like, they're like, we need some female background vocals for this. Someone told them about the singer. And they called her, like, in the middle of the night. And I guess this was, like, they were already quite big at the time. And she's pregnant, actually. But her husband's
Mary
like,
Clayton?
No. Yeah. But they're like, no, you should actually probably go. Her husband is like, yeah, it's the Rolling Stones. You should probably do this. And sang, like, the background Stones vocals for Gimme Shelter.
Whoa.
Yeah, in, like, one take, and then just went home back to sleep.
Huh.
So.
That's what you got to do.
All right. Go one more soul track on the Soulship Enterprise, and then we're going to turn the reins over, as always. So. Sharon Jones?
Oh, yeah, some Sharon Jones. Let's do it. Let's see. I could do Your Thing Is a Drag. I like that one.
That's a classic.
Heard it at a wedding. Super groovy. Always good to dance to. I saw Sharon Jones, actually. I met her. Tiny, tiny woman, actually.
Really? You met her?
Yeah.
Jazz Fest?
Her at, no. This was in Harlem in the Netherlands. Yeah. Yeah. Went with a group of friends and caught her. She goes so hard. That was the most impressive thing. I was looking at her tour. She played like Brussels, Rotterdam, The Hague, Harlem, like, you know, all in a row. We caught her at the end, and she was still so active and just up there going for 2 hours, like by the end of the night, sweating, but still coming out with energy to take photos and sign everyone. Like, yeah, it was crazy. Like, she took a photo, and she's like, all right, let's do it, next person, you know? Like,
wow.
Like, super, super intense person. And she would get on the floor and was, like, touching people in the audience. So
I guess she's 60.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for her.
So good stuff, high energy. But, yeah, Your Thing Is Drag. Here it is.
Boom. And yeah, goodbye if we don't talk. See you later, everyone. Thing is a drag.